Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. And as we read before in Leviticus 23:24, speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. And frankly, the Lord says a few other brief things about this day, but basically all he says is, it's a day to blow the shofar and have a Sabbath rest, a memorial before me. And he embellishes that in the book of Numbers as well.
Yeah, in Numbers 29, verse 1, it says, in the seventh month, which we're coming up to, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. For you, it is a day of blowing the trumpets.
And that's the key. It's a day to blow the shofar, the trumpets, the trumpet of God. God loves the trumpet, the shofar. But Ted, it's so specific here that God doesn't say anything about a new year, but he does say repeatedly, it's a day to blow the shofar, the trumpet. So what happens in traditional religious Jewish synagogues? They're going to blow the shofar. They're going to call it the Jewish New Year, but they're going to blow the shofar.
Many times they're going to blow the
shofar. Typically 100 times.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun, especially for the kids. It's an awesome sound. And we just want to point out, and many of you know this, we're not talking about a brass trumpet, a Louis Armstrong trumpet.
Shofar is not a brass.
A silver cornet. We're talking about a ram's horn or some animal horn that we blow through. And it has a limited vocabulary, if you would, of sound.
Right. Now, when we say an animal horn, it typically would be some kind of a ram, whether it's the ram of an ibex, which a lot of folks are using today, the longer ones, or the little short mountain ram's horn. There's still typically a ram's horn. You wouldn't use a cow horn, for example.
No, I've seen, they do make them out of cow horns.
They do,
but that's really pushing it because, and this is just a little rabbinical aside, you don't want to remind God of the sin of the cow, of the golden calf at Sinai.
But in addition to that, it does say ram's horn in Scripture.
It does.
On other occasions. Mm-hmm. All right, so this ram's horn does have a very powerful sound. It can have a very high sound or a very deep low sound and lots of things in between. But depending on the size, the longer they are, the easier they are to blow, Ted. And that's why I have a triple twist,
uh-huh.
A great big one.
But they're an awesome sound. Amen. I believe spiritually a very vibrant sound. Something happens in the spirit when we hear the sound. And like you said, Jeff, God doesn't tell us a whole lot of what to do on this day of blowing of the trumpets. He says to have a holy convocation, don't do regular work, and sound the trumpets. And that's about all we're told to do for this whole day. It's a whole day of convocating.
Yeah, now here's where it gets really neat, friends, because not only does God love the shofar, the ram's horn, the trumpet, but he has used it mightily in biblical days. And, of course, he's going to use it mightily again. If we go back to the book of Joshua in chapter 6, and you all know this story, and the story of Jericho, seven priests in verse 4 of Joshua chapter 6, and seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark, but on the seventh day march around the city of Jericho with the huge walls, and seven times you shall march around the city, and the priests shall blow the trumpets.
And it shall come to pass when they make the long blast, that tekiah sound with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down.
Hallelujah. And what's this about? It's about blowing the ram's horn before the Lord, unto the Lord, and shouting unto the Lord, for God to do what he promised to do, in this case, knock down the walls.
Yeah. And so, friends, this memorial sounding of the trumpet has that aspect of victory over our enemies, but it has other aspects too. We'll discuss those in the shows coming up right here on Messianic Minutes.
Hey, we're a listener-supported program. If the Lord leads you to sow finances, it's tax-deductible into Messianic Minutes. That's a real blessing. Check our website, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichena.
The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah. Jacob.